What happens when the living show charity to the souls in purgatory? Today's story reveals just how deeply these souls care for us and why we should always keep them in our prayers. Stay tuned.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today's story comes from the book The Afterlife, Purgatory and Heaven Explained by Father Dolindo Ruotolo, who was a friend of Padre Pio. In fact, Padre Pio once called him the Holy Apostle of Naples. And if Padre Pio spoke of him with such high regard, that tells us a lot about Father Dolindo, wouldn't you agree? Additionally, when a spiritual daughter asked Padre Pio in 1967 about Father Dolindo's writings, he responded, "Nothing that has come from Don Dolindo's pen should be lost." Now, the story I'm about to share is a powerful reminder of how the souls in purgatory never forget the charity shown to them. While this story would fit beautifully during Holy Week, when we dedicate more prayers to souls in purgatory, I wanted to share it today, because the souls in purgatory need our prayers every day, not just once a year. So, without further ado, let's dive into this fascinating account. Father Dolindo recounts an event that took place in Paris in 1817. A poor maid, deeply devoted to the faith, had a pious habit. Every month, despite her meager income, she would have a requiem mass celebrated for the souls in purgatory. She always attended these masses, uniting her prayers with those of the priest, asking God to grant deliverance to the souls in most need. But one day, misfortune struck. She fell ill and had to go to the hospital. Unable to work, she lost her job and had no money to continue her pious practice. When she was finally discharged from the hospital, she had almost nothing left, just a few cents in her pocket. She recommended herself to the Lord to take care of her and started looking for another job. As she walked by a church, she suddenly realized it was the day she normally had a mass offered for the souls in purgatory. Despite her poverty, she took the little money she had and asked for a mass to be celebrated. During the holy mass, she prayed fervently for the souls in purgatory and for divine providence to not abandon her. Then, tired and anxious, she wandered the city searching for work, when something unusual happened. A young nobleman, well-dressed but strangely pale, stopped her on the street. "You are looking for a maid's job, am I right?" he asked. Surprised, she answered, "Yes, my lord." "Very well," he said. "Then go to this address. There is a lady there who will give you the job." And, just like that, he disappeared into the crowd before she could even thank him. Without hesitation, she went to the address. As she climbed the stairs towards the house, she saw another maid storming out, visibly upset, carrying a bundle under her arm. The poor woman asked if the lady of the house was home, but the maid rudely told her to go ask for herself because she was leaving for good. So she knocked on the door, and a noble lady answered. The poor woman recounted everything that had happened to her and asked if she needed a maid. As you can imagine, the lady was very surprised. She had just fired her maid because of her poor manners. The lady wanted to hear the story again. As the poor woman repeated it, her eyes fell on a framed portrait on the mantelpiece. "Here he is, madam," she said. "You have the picture of the young man who sent me here." Upon hearing this, the noble woman let out a cry and nearly fainted. When she recovered, she joyfully embraced the poor woman and said, "My dear, from now on, I shall consider you as my most dear daughter and not a servant. My son died 2 years ago, and it was because of the mass you had celebrated that he finally left purgatory. May the Lord be praised. Stay with me and work in my house. We shall pray together for the souls in purgatory, that the Lord may deliver them soon and may enter the blessed homeland of paradise." And with that, the story comes to an end. But Father Dolindo adds this insight. "We did careful research on this story, as well as many other cases that attest to the protection of the souls in purgatory for those from whom they receive suffrages. How great is their help for our bodily needs, and how much they care for our spiritual well-being. The results of their protection are not as visible as their protection in our physical needs. But how many good inspirations, holy thoughts, victory over temptations, miraculous conversions at the point of death are due to the fervent prayers of the souls in purgatory for those from whom they received benefits." So, if you ever wondered whether your prayers for the souls in purgatory make a difference, this story is your answer. They do. So let's continue offering our prayers, masses, and sacrifices for the souls in purgatory. And as many of you know, Padre Pio never ceased to pray for them. He said, "We must empty purgatory with our prayers." Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for our full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.